Can liberal education from U.S. universities thrive under restrictive regimes? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nia Vora, associate professor of anthropology at Lafayette College, explores whether education city in Qatar can have a real effect on its students.
Qatar is a small monarchy of 2.2 million people on the Arabian Peninsula. It has invested billions of dollars in growing its higher education sector over the last two decades. The centerpiece of this investment is the Education City Complex, home to branch campuses of six elite American universities. Education City reflects the rapid globalization of academia into the Middle East. It's designed to diversify the economy by moving away from petroleum reliance while producing a skilled citizen workforce. The expansion of American higher education into Qatar and other non-liberal countries has raised concern among U.S.-based faculty. They ask whether liberal education can thrive in repressive regimes that suppress free speech, democracy, and activism. Within Education City's American universities, liberal ideologies manifest in several key ways. These include co-education, English language curricula, courses that foster critical thinking on topics like religion and gender, and celebrations of multiculturalism. However, these institutions, and the high cost to build them, have become a source of tension among some Qatari citizens. They see them as emblematic of a turn toward too much westernization and an erosion of traditional national values, particularly around gender roles and Islam. The project is based on over 12 months of interviews and participant observation, as well as teaching experiences. The research explores how students navigate competing expectations around tradition, modernity, liberalism, and Qatar's future as they come of age in this unique educational space.
That was Nia Vora of Lafayette College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.